This story is about love. The woman I loved is... dead.
There was a boy. A very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre Hudson Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard the song Nature Boy, performed by David Bowie from the romantic comedy Moulin Rouge.
We chose to feature Moulin Rouge this month for our edition in honor of Valentine's Day. Moulin Rouge is a musical film from 2001 that completely enchants the audience with a zany and tragic love story at the turn of the century. The love is between an impoverished writer, Christian, played by Ewan McGregor, and the beautiful courtesan, Satine, known as the Sparkling Diamond, played by Nicole Kidman. The term courtesan originally meant a trained artisan of dance and singing associated with the rich and powerful. It was kind of a person who was kept by a very rich person. And over the years, the term declined in meaning and now refers to an escort or a prostitute. Moulin Rouge has been called a romantic jukebox musical film. It's called jukebox because it uses previously released popular songs as its score. The musical film was produced, directed, and written by Baz Luhrmann, and it's one of a trilogy by Luhrmann, the others being Strictly Ballroom from 92 and William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet from 96. While all these films differ, in terms of their plot, they all contain a theater motif that appears throughout the film.
The early inspiration for Moulin Rouge came when Baz Luhrmann and his production designer wife, Catherine Martin, were in India. Apparently, they passed a large poster when they were out on the street for a Bollywood movie, and they decided to go see the film. There were some 2,000-odd people in the audience, and the film lasted for 4 hours and was exceedingly funny and tragic and filled with musical numbers. Well, the couple, needless to say, was mesmerized and wondered if they could create a cinematic form like the one they had just seen, and they wanted to bring that kind of an extravaganza to a Western musical that was both comic and tragic. Well, they certainly accomplished that in Moulin Rouge with a budget of $52.5 million.
This is a quote by Baz Luhrmann. "The whole stylistic premise has been to decode what Moulin Rouge was to the audiences of 1899 and express that same thrill and excitement in a way to which contemporary moviegoers can relate." And that is what led to Luhrmann's decision about using contemporary songs with a new twist in the film.
The actual Moulin Rouge, the place, is in the Pigalle neighborhood in Paris, known, I guess it's known as the Moulin Rouge there. It's the spiritual birthplace of the modern form of dance known as the can-can, which is a sexy, high-energy dance in which a line of chorus dancers in sync kick their legs high over their heads repeatedly. The can-can led to the introduction of cabarets across Europe, and we're going to play two tracks now from the beginning of the film that introduce our young writer Christian to the wild and seductive world of the Moulin Rouge.
The meaning of expensive taste.
You wanna itchy,
come on,
mocha chocolata.
What?
Rio Lady Mama.
One more time, come on.
Christina.
That was Pink, Little Kim, Christina Aguilera, and Maya in Lady Marmalade from the 2001 musical Moulin Rouge. Just before that, we had Because We Can. So at this point in the film, our young writer, Christian, has just entered the Moulin Rouge. And as he gets there, he almost immediately falls smitten with Satine, the Moulin Rouge's prize performer. Satine enters the picture on a swing that is lowered from the ceiling and in a dramatic musical sequence opens with this number sung beautifully by Nicole Kidman.
Living in a material world, and I am a material girl. Come and get me, boys.
That was Sparkling Diamonds, performed by Nicole Kidman, from the 2001 film Moulin Rouge. Who knew she could sing? It was Baz Luhrmann's, the director's, hope when he cast Kidman for the part of Satine that she would ultimately win an Oscar for her performance. And in fact, Kidman was nominated for Best Actress, but she ultimately lost to Halle Berry that year for Halle Berry's role in the film Monster Ball. The film did end up getting two awards in the 74th Academy Awards. One was for Best Art Direction, and one was for Best Costume Design. Now, Don't I remember that it was nominated for other things too, Lisa?
It was nominated. It had 8 nominations. And I know there was kind of a joke on Oscar night when Whoopi Goldberg was hosting saying it wasn't actually nominated for Best Director. And she made this joke that I guess Moulin Rouge just directed itself. So it had like Best Picture, all these other categories. But yeah, it just won the two awards. So that's the story. This next number, which is also performed by Kidman, is when her character Satine accidentally mistakes Christian, the young writer, for the Duke of Monroth and invites him to her private chamber, having been told he's going to invest in the Moulin Rouge. If you have not seen this scene in the film or the film at all, this is a really great scene by Nicole Kidman where it's just comically genius. So yeah, I know it's one of your favorite, Margot.
Well, it's kind of out of character for Nicole. She's usually kind of proper. And this one, she really is kind of like a sex kitten on acid. It is wild.
So enjoy. Meet me in the Red Room.
Rise and sing, and just show me the diamonds, and I'll let you wear my ring. So just lay down beside me, let us consummate. I know you're blessing, let me help you deflate. If you want to plug in for a high voltage connection, show me cold hard cash, and I will turn on my affection. And we'll see what about. I'll let you. The show can start as soon as I see money on the table. I've an empty space to fill. I'm willing if you're able. Now we'll do you want a bump? I'll let you. Just a little. I'll meet you when the red room calls the door and dim the lights. I will be yours truly if indeed the price is right. Be my king, let your passions rise and sing. And just show me the diamonds, and I'll let you wear my ring.
That was Meet Me in the Red Room, performed by Nicole Kidman, from the 2001 musical film Moulin Rouge. In a 2001 interview with Paul Fisher, Nicole Kidman said, "Landing the role of Satine in the film was not a piece of cake." She actually had to sing in the audition, which was very nerve-wracking for the actress, and she said it was like going back to drama school. Baz Luhrmann saw the actress on stage in New York doing The Blue Room in 1999, and he sent flowers backstage to Nicole Kidman with a note that said, "I have a great character for you to play. She sings, she dances, and then she dies." Of course, that caught Nicole Kidman's interest, and the rest is history.
Ewan McGregor recounts a similar nervousness in getting his part as Christian in the film. In a 2011 interview with MTV for the 10-year anniversary of the film, Ewan McGregor is quoted as saying, Boz Lorman asked to meet with me to do a kind of a workshop. I had done the same sort of thing with Boz before when he was casting for Romeo and Juliet, and he remembered my audition for that. I had never sung like I was expected to sing for Moulin Rouge, where the singing was part of the storytelling and not just part of the character. It had to be on a certain level. In this next number, Ewan McGregor obviously met that level, and we are the lucky recipients of the magnificent Elephant Love Medley.
Splendid thing, what? Love. Lift us up where we belong. All you need is love.
Please don't start that again.
All what? You need is love.
A girl has got to eat.
All you need is love.
She'll end up on the street.
All you need is love.
Love is just a game.
I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
The only way of loving me, baby, is to pay a lovely fee.
Just one night, just one night.
There's no way, 'cause you can't pay.
In the name of love, one night in the name of love.
You crazy fool, I won't give in to you.
Don't leave me this way. I can't survive without your sweet love. Oh, baby, don't leave me this way.
You'd think that people would have had enough of silly love songs.
I look around me and I see it isn't so. No.
Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'd like to know, 'cause here I go again. Love left us up where we belong, on a mountain high.
Love makes us act like we are fools, throw our lives away for one happy day. I'll drink all the time.
We should be lovers.
We can't do that.
We should be lovers, and that's a fact.
Though nothing will keep us together,
we could steal time.
Just heard the Elephant Love Medley, performed by Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman. This medley contains 12 different songs, most of which you might recognize, with some additional lyrics that are unattributed. All the musical arrangements in the film, including the one you just heard, and all the original music in the film, were composed by Craig Armstrong. And it's not surprising that Armstrong won the Golden Globe for Best Score in 2002 for Moulin Rouge. But because of a technicality, he was not even able to be nominated for the Academy Awards. Here's a quote from Armstrong from a 2002 interview for Soundtrack Magazine talking about how his work was actually the mortar that kept the film together. Boz said something nice on the night of the awards. He said, "In a way, my score really gives the film its heart." And Craig Armstrong says, "That was my job, really, to tie it all together, because everything is quite disparate, and because the songs are leading the story. What happens in between them actually becomes quite important, so the listener and the person looking at the movie never felt interrupted."
So at this point in the film, Christian and Satine, I'm mixing their names together, are quickly falling in love. And the Duke, whose plan always was to invest in the Moulin Rouge if Satine was to be exclusively his, suspected something was up when he walks in on the couple who claim they were practicing lines for the Moulin Rouge's new show, Spectacular, Spectacular. With the help of Harold Zidler, who is the owner of the club in the movie, and Toulouse-Lautrec, who's one of the Bohemians, they pitch the idea of backing a theatrical show to the Duke, who agrees to invest on the condition that he is allowed to see Satine.
Spectacular! Spectacular! No words in the vernacular can describe this great event. You'll be dumb with wonderment. Returns are fixed at 10%. You must agree that's excellent.
And on top of your fee,
you'll be involved artistically.
What do you mean by that?
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years. So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
Elephant.
Caribbeans.
India.
Incontinence. And
bats. And duckling bears.
Exotic girls.
Fire eaters.
Muscle man contortionists.
Intrigue, danger.
And romance.
Electric lights, machinery.
All that electricity.
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting.
Spectacular, spectacular, no words in the vernacular can describe this great event. You'll be done with wonderment.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer.
So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
The courtesan and sitarman are pulled apart by an evil plan,
but in the end she is his son,
and their love is just too strong.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
So exciting, the audience is coming to. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
To play a secret song, helps them flee the evil one. Though the tyrant rants and rails, it is all to no avail.
Hey, evil Maharaja! You will not escape!
Oh, Harold, no one could play him like you could.
No one's going to.
So exciting, we'll make them laugh, we'll make them cry. So delighting.
And in the end, should someone die?
So exciting, the audience will stop and cheer. So delighting, it will run for 50 years.
Generally, I like it.
That was The Pitch, Spectacular, Spectacular, from the soundtrack of the 2001 musical film Moulin Rouge. With Moulin Rouge converted to a theater, Christian and Satine continue singing each other under the pretense of rehearsing Satine's lines for the show Spectacular, Spectacular. The Duke becomes jealous and warns Zidler that he may stop financing the show. Satine tries to convince Christian that their relationship is endangering the show. Knowing that their love will undergo many obstacles, Christian writes a secret love song into the show, and the couple promises to sing this song whenever their love is threatened, and this will be an affirmation that their hearts, come what may, belong to each other.
Never knew I could feel like this, like I've never seen the sky before. Want to vanish inside your kiss.
was Come What May, performed by Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman. The next track that we're going to play is quoted as being Ewan McGregor's favorite musical number within the film. The song is a tango version of the Police's 1980s classic Roxanne. McGregor said, "There's something really desperate and fantastic about the tango," to Jocelyn Vena in May of 2011. So enjoy this next track.
Thank you.
that was El Tango de Roxanne, performed by Jose Feliciano and Ewan McGregor.
Like so many women of her time period, and even today, Satine felt trapped. Trapped in a world ruled by powerful men, where her talents as a singer, dancer, and especially an actress were outshined in their minds by her beauty and their wanting to own her. She desperately wants to escape her life at the Moulin Rouge. She wants to spread her wings and fly away. That was Nicole Kidman singing One Day I'll Fly Away. The soundtrack to Moulin Rouge was released on May 8, 2001 in top music charts in the US, Australia, New Zealand, Denmark, Norway, Austria, and France. Because of the enormous popularity to the first Moulin Rouge soundtrack, a second CD was released in 2002 with additional tracks. And Margot, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't it take something like 2 years to secure all the music rights for the film? So one of the songs sampled in the film score and featured on the first soundtrack is the Bollywood hit Chama Chama from the 1998 Hindi movie China Gate. You can hear parts of this song in Hindi Sad Diamonds performed at the end of the movie.
He is mine!
Take my time.
We have one final track to play for you today on the score, which is Complaint de la Boue by Rufus Wainwright. But before we wrap up this Valentine's edition of the score, we want to remind you to please stay tuned at 12 o'clock noon for the sultry Jackie Thomas show, The Sound of Freedom.
The greatest thing that you can ever learn is just to love and to be loved in return. This is the theme and the wisdom of Moulin Rouge. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, let yourself do a shout out to someone you love. The walls fall down. We're shouting out to you, Randy Evans, and to you, Donna Johnson. We love you. Until next month, to all of you out there, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbors. And before you do anything, be sure you know the score.
La lune trop blême pose un diadème sur tes cheveux roux. La lune trop rousse de gloire éclabousse ton jupon plein trou. La lune trop pâle caresse l'opale de tes yeux blasés. Princesse de la rue, sois la bienvenue dans mon cœur brisé. The stairways up to petite mendigote, je sens ta menotte qui cherche ma main. Je sens ta poitrine et ta taille fine, j'oublie mon chagrin. Je sens sous tes lèvres une odeur de fièvre, de gosse mal nourri. Ta caresse, je sens une ivresse qui m'anéantit. The stairways up to la butte can make the wretched sigh, while windmill wings of the moulin shelter you. Qu'elle trotte, la lune qui flotte, la princesse aussi. La 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 la. Mes rêves épanouis. Les escaliers.